With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. is considering winding down the war in Iran.
Even as the Pentagon sends more troops to the Middle East, the president said the U.S. is nearing the end of its war effort. On social media, he wrote that we are getting very close to meeting our objectives as he and his national security team consider winding down the military campaign against Iran. The president's statement came as more warships and Marines were being deployed to the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite those deployments, the White House says there are no plans to actually deploy troops on the ground in Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump says that they could use more help when it comes to patrolling the Strait of Hormuz, just about the only thing Iran has left to fight with.
From a military standpoint, all they're doing is clogging up the strait. But from a military standpoint, they're finished.
The Trump administration has unveiled a new framework to guide Congress on AI policy. It says it is committed to winning the AI race to usher in a new era of human flourishing, economic competitiveness, and national security for the American people. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee told the Salem Radio Network this week that there's a lot to consider when regulating AI.
We have to make certain that there are protections in place for children, creators, communities, and conservatives. I call those the four C's. When we look at AI policy,
and that is Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. Achieving its goals, the White House says, will require a common-sense national policy framework. They say that will both enable American industry to innovate and thrive and also ensure that all Americans benefit from the technological revolution. This is SRN News. Using AI chatbots is really catching on with American kids these days, Michael Harrington reports.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are warning that hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even in the U.S. because it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies. This is SRN News. A big data center is on its way to Ohio.
The Department of Energy has announced a public-private partnership with SoftBank and AEP Ohio to develop a massive artificial intelligence data center and power complex at a former uranium enrichment site in southern Ohio. The project announced Friday includes a planned 10-gigawatt data center and up to 10 gigawatts of new power generation, most of it fueled by natural gas, along with billions in grid upgrades. Officials say the initiative will create thousands of jobs and support AI growth while keeping electricity costs down. Keith Peters, Washington.
CBS News said Friday it will shut down its storied radio news service after nearly 100 years of operation as the world moves on to digital sources and podcasting. When it went on the air in 1927, the service became the precursor to the entire network. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.